By texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good afternoon, Pensacola. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So let's get started with some of the top stories in the news right now. China is now accusing the United States of flying some sort of, spy balloon or some sort of spy device. And this comes about after we had a very busy weekend. We shot down four objects in the past 8 days, like high altitude objects in the past 8 days, a fourth object shot down in Michigan. I mean, there was all kinds of different things coming up over the weekend where I was getting these alerts of airspace being closed, and then something shot down over Lake Huron, and then something shot down over Michigan, and it's just like, wow. It's just going on and on and on. Let's see here. The Biden administration, or President Biden, has fired the architect of Capitol. I don't even know what that really is, but they fired the architect of Capitol after misconduct claims have been revealed. And then we got an update on the earthquake death toll from Turkey and Syria as we've gone, over the weekend here. On Friday, we were at nearly 24,000 individuals, death toll now up to 36,000. And they're still rescuing people 150 hours later. That's astounding at this point. Russia-Ukraine war update. Ukraine's new anti-tank tactic, lay a minefield and then scatter more mines from the air. Yeah. Russian forces, in the meantime, bombard Ukraine's Bakhmut as defenders brace for an assault. There's updates right over there. And one of the big stories from the Super Bowl yesterday was that Rihanna, when she did her halftime show, it revealed that she was pregnant. A representative confirmed following the Super Bowl halftime show that she indeed was pregnant. I mean, I think anybody who's watching the show saw that. It was like, as soon as she came out, I was like, something doesn't look right here. And she wasn't really dancing and doing a whole lot of movement like she normally would. And she's pretty far along with her second child. So that was kind of an interesting story from that. And then New Mexico State University has canceled their basketball season. The rest of their basketball season here. I mean, it's only, a couple months left, maybe a month left into it. But still, they didn't just cancel it for the rest of the season. It is canceled indefinitely. And this is after reports of hazing that have come out about the university. They're going to be doing an investigation pertaining to it. And this is for the men's basketball team, by the way. I should have clarified that. So the men's basketball team will be canceling the remainder of their season, and the rest of the season is, or any future seasons, are suspended indefinitely following this whole investigation. So kind of crazy one right there. Arrests have been made in Louisiana's mass shooting that injured 12. Two people have been arrested. Both of them 19 years old. And so that happened over the, that happened today, but the mass shooting happened a little bit ago. Medicaid, this is kind of a bizarre thing. The United States is going to allow Medicaid money to be used to buy groceries. This is something new from the Biden administration, allowing Medicaid funds to be able to be used for groceries. At the same time, apparently a whole bunch of people are going to be getting kicked off of Medicaid. So this is kind of a bizarre thing because Medicaid is operated through the states. But I guess the way the national program is working is there's some little nuance to it that they're going to be allowed to use the funds for that, or allowing states to be able to do that if they want to. That's what it comes down to. Because remember, the states run Medicaid. So thought that was kind of interesting overall. Now, I guess part of the reason why millions of people may be kicked off of Medicaid is because they were on there due to pandemic-related protections. And those protections are about to come to a close. And so you might get a lot of people who are getting dropped off of Medicaid here pretty quickly in the next month to 2 months. We got a couple other stories here for you. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We are seeing some slow-moving traffic on Palafox. This is going to be North Palafox in both directions. We do have an accident at the intersection of East Hanna Street. This is just north of East Johnson Avenue, where it meets West Detroit Boulevard. So again, we are seeing some slowdowns there. Other than that, we just have typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90 due to construction. I-10, I-110 not causing any major slowdowns. We do have an accident on Highway 90 westbound. This is going to be right near mile marker 2. It's close to the Beulah Road exit. We are seeing some slight slowdowns there with a partial roadblock. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A couple other big stories in the news today is there was a U-Haul, basically it was a suicidal man who was driving a U-Haul truck. He plowed into at least 8 people, including a police officer, and they finally were able to stop him and arrest him. When he finally got out, he was yelling, "Shoot me, I'm not stopping." So he was trying to, suicide by cop. But in doing so, he was injuring many, many other people as well. But they were able to successfully stop him and ending his rampage in New York City, in Brooklyn, I believe it was. Then let's see here. Then we have United. This actually came out yesterday. United's Hawaii flight. Apparently, we only got the word from this recently, but this happened in December. A United Airlines flight, Boeing 777. Nosedived and came within 800 feet of hitting the Pacific Ocean off the north coast of Maui right after takeoff on December 18th. Whoa. Remember in December, there was all kinds of problems with air flights. There was, when it came down to having the system failures from the TSA at one point, and then, of course, Southwest Airlines' grand debacle. Well, apparently this flight had left Maui. It was headed to the mainland. And shortly after the flight, it descended. I mean, when you look at the trajectory, I guess you would say, of this flight, the elevation, it was very bizarre. It dropped down below 770 feet. And then it was able to climb very quickly right back up to where it was supposed to be in the first place and then continue its normal flight all the way to California. Very bizarre. So no word about what causing that, but there's concerns about safety issues and things like that, of course. And then finally, Florida. We've been talking about inflation, and we've been talking about the high cost of eggs and things. Well, orange juice continues to rise in price. Orange juice has doubled in price, and a big reason, because of Florida's citrus industry getting hit pretty bad because of the Hurricane Ian and other weather-related things. So we got a shortage of orange juice. So let's make the prices go up. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around.
Open up the champagne, pop. It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been. Pour yourself.
yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and welcome to my house.
Leap for Change is Leadership Pensacola's two-class project that's going to help provide basic needs in our community, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. If you want more information on Leap for Change or to donate, go to our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Ohio's toxic explosion. We'll get into that a little bit too. Right now, though, time for.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford. There are more questions than answers after U.S. fighter jet shot down a trio of unidentified objects over Alaska, Canada, and Michigan. The commander of the North American Aerospace Defense Command said he's not ruling out any possibility about the new objects, including extraterrestrial origins. Americans are being told to pack their bags and get out of Russia as soon as possible. The U.S. Embassy in Russia issued a top-level advisory urging U.S. citizens to leave the country immediately. The alert cited the risk of harassment and wrongful detention as Russia continues its war against neighboring Ukraine. Three EMTs with the Memphis Fire Department who were fired after the police beating of Tyree Nichols are appealing their termination. The three responded to the traffic stop last month, and they were accused of failing to make an adequate assessment of Nichols, who was in distress. And a Booking.com ad, the most watched Super Bowl commercial on YouTube. The spot stars actress Melissa McCarthy shows her going on a tour of beautiful vacation getaways. Other top viewed ads include T-Mobile's featuring John Travolta, Skechers with Snoop Dogg, and the trailer for Fast X. Meanwhile, Google released its top search results for the game, which showed Is Rihanna Pregnant as the top result.
Yeah, I was surprised that, I mean, myself, I asked that and couple people watch it with me. My kids were like, yeah, she's pregnant. And I was like, well, okay. I mean, just thought,
well,
it was,
as a man, you don't get to ask that question, you know, so.
What's that?
I said, as a man, you don't get to ask that question. You can think it, but you don't get to.
I asked it out loud. I thought, I might be in trouble on this one. But turned out it was okay. So then we all started. The rest of the halftime show, we couldn't even hardly pay attention to it because then we were speculating, like, what happens if she goes into labor right now? And then has a Super Bowl baby.
So, ratings, man.
Yeah, exactly. Ratings. And then we're like, you know, but then again, she gets to tell her second child, hey, you joined me for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
You were in my belly, but you were right there. So, but yeah, it helped to explain why she really wasn't doing a whole lot of dancing and just kind of just gyrating a little bit. And that was about it because she was pretty pregnant right there. I can't even remember hardly any of the TV commercials, to be honest. Like, I was thinking about it earlier, and I was like, I don't remember any of them. Like, they, once again, it's like they put in so much effort to make the commercials mean something for the Super Bowl. It's like they try to make them memorable, but yet they forget to make sure that you know who the company is, like the product that they're pitching.
So the one that, and I mean, we skipped through like 98% of them, but the one that we did catch that was freaking everybody out was the Tubi one.
Yeah, that was Tubi. Freaking us out too.
Yeah, so we talked about Tubi because nobody knew about this Fox News Soul thing, right? And and then you looked it up, you said it was on Tubi. So it's the one where, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it's like,
oh, that's
the remote
right,
switching, you know, channels.
Yes, yes.
We saw that. We're like, what is going on right now?
Yeah, actually, so that was the one where I had about three people in the room started yelling at me.
And I'm right.
Like, what?
Like, I'm not touching anything. Like,
yeah, exactly. And they were like, leave the remote alone. I'm like, I'm not touching anything. And then they realized it was the commercial. And because I wasn't really paying attention to that commercial. And so I was getting yelled at. And
well, it was
I
sort of
understand why. There you go. That was why. Yeah.
It was also towards the end of the game where you're actually like really watching and paying attention because the score was still close. So then you're like,
exactly,
who's doing that?
Yeah, that one definitely. I'm sure. So I'm glad to know that the my household wasn't the only ones freaking out when that commercial popped up. So, all right, Gracie, let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
We do have slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be at mile marker 2 due to an accident with the right lane blocked. It's right near Beulah Road. So no major slowdowns, but you are going to see some slow-moving traffic there. On North Palafox, we also have an accident. This is going to be right off of West Hanna Street, just north of West Detroit Boulevard. So expect slow-moving traffic in both directions on Palafox there. Other than that, just typical afternoon traffic. That is going to be Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction, as well as leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point on 98. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I will say one of the surprising stories that Joe brought up right there was Russia encouraging the U.S. Embassy encouraging American citizens to leave Russia immediately. I'm like, that didn't already happen like a year ago when they invaded Ukraine? Like, okay. So now the U.S. Embassy is encouraging Americans to leave Russia immediately due to security risks. What are the security risks? One of them is that Russia could force Americans to fight in the Ukraine war. Like, what? Oh my gosh. They also warned of false arrests. Think hashtag Brittany Griner, even though, I mean, she had legit reason, but her punishment was probably not legit. Americans being encouraged to leave Russia immediately. I was like, wow, that didn't already, like, I'm surprised that warning did not go out a year ago. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Oh, yeah, here's one, the John Travolta commercial. Yeah, that was a pretty good one. That was pretty memorable. Yeah, best Super Bowl commercial ever was the Black Betty Volkswagen commercial in 2011. Oh, yeah, back then. That was a good one, too. And let's see here. If any Americans are still in Russia, God help them. They should have left already. That's what I'm thinking, too. I'm surprised the U.S. Embassy is just now making this warning. Two is there's still Americans in Russia who aren't, freaked out. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, Matt Gaetz, our representative here in the Panhandle, making some news pertaining to Ukraine, Russia. We'll tell you what next. So Representative Matt Gaetz has introduced a bill. In fact, he said this today. I introduced the Ukraine Fatigue Resolution today to suspend additional military and financial aid to Ukraine and urge combatants to reach a peace agreement immediately. America is in a state of managed decline, and it will exasperate if we continue to hemorrhage taxpayer dollars towards a foreign war. In other words, stop giving so much money to Ukraine. Income Tax Assistance Program is booking appointments now. You just got to call 211 to schedule your time. They're going to be at four locations, Pensacola State College's main campus, the Milton campus, and the Warrington campus, as well as Goodwill over on Olive Road. So if you're not familiar with the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, VITA is a free program for families and individuals making less than $60,000 a year. So call 211 to schedule your time today. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, we'll go over some interesting facts and stats from Super Bowl 57. Then in about a little less than 10 minutes, we'll go over some of the top dates for Valentine's Day that you can get into. Then top three stories here. We've shot down four high-altitude objects in just 5 days. 8 days. Four high-altitude objects in 8 days. And then there is one of the things right here is that China now is accusing us of having spy balloons against them. Like, really? Okie dokie. So then there's the, let's see here. Okay. Then going along with the top three stories, the death toll in Turkey, Syria after the earthquake, now up to 36,000. And finally, President Biden has escalated the fight over Social Security and Medicare, frustrating many Republicans. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, the NBA is going to be on NBA TV tonight, 6:30. Denver Nuggets take on the Miami Heat. Remember, this week is All-Star Week, so at the end of the week, there won't be any games as we get ready for the All-Star game. NCAA men's basketball is on ESPN and ESPN2 tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Number 15, Miami plays North Carolina at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Number 6, Texas plays Texas Tech, also at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. Is number 9, Baylor taking on West Virginia. NCAA women's basketball, as far as ranked games go, at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. Number 17, Texas plays Iowa State women. NHL hockey going to be on ESPN+. Florida Panthers taking on Minnesota. And I don't believe Tampa Bay is playing on TV or on ESPN Plus. In sports news, Major League Baseball is going to go ahead and make base runners to start extra innings permanent. So when it goes into extra innings, they always put a man on second. They're also tweaking a pitching rule permanently as well. AP men's basketball, top 25, Alabama has jumped to number one after Purdue fell again. The Washington Nationals owner has passed away at the age of 97 due to pneumonia. So, it was not expected because he did have pneumonia, even though he's 97 years old. According to a source, the New York Jets have added a coach to their staff with ties to both Derek Carr and Ryan Tannehill. Two quarterbacks who are rumored to be on their way out from their teams. Then when it comes to Super Bowl related stories, Andy Reid says he still plans on coaching. God help him. Nick Sirianni, head coach for the Eagles, says we'll use this pain and we'll use this failure to motivate us. A lot of people are criticizing the refs at the very end for the defensive holding call on cornerback Bradbury. Well, cornerback Bradbury said it was holding. I was hoping they would just let it slide. Oh, okay. In the meantime, Chiefs backup quarterback, Chet Henne, has announced his retirement. So he'll no longer be the backup to Patrick Mahomes. And Eagles offensive tackle Maialata says the Super Bowl field was like playing on a water park. If you did watch the Super Bowl, you saw a lot of players were falling and slipping and sliding and all kinds of stuff. Well, there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
We still have slow traffic on I-10. This is going to be westbound at Beulah Road due to an accident with the right lane blocked. So expect some slowdowns there. We also have reports of an accident. This is going to be on Sorrento Road, where it meets Dog Track Road in the southbound direction, seeing some pretty significant slowdowns as well as just typical afternoon delays. Leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90, expect slowdowns on the bridge due to construction as well as 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, you're going to start seeing your slowdowns right around the Pensacola Beach sign. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Well, speaking of the Super Bowl, here's some interesting statistics and facts pertaining to the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts had a combined age of 51 years old, 337 days. That beats Joe Montana and Dan Marino as the youngest Super Bowl quarterback matchup of all time. If you haven't heard, this is the first Super Bowl with two black starting quarterbacks. Yeah, they're both from Texas, too. Doug Williams was the first black quarterback to start in a Super Bowl. He led Washington a 42-10 win over Denver, and he was named the MVP. Have you ever wondered how the Super Bowl tickets are distributed? Well, There's a ticket pie that explains how both teams, that would be Kansas City and Philadelphia, got access to 17.5% of the tickets. The host team, Arizona Cardinals, got 5%. The remaining 29 teams got the 34.8% remaining, and the rest of the NFL got 25.2% of the tickets remaining. So kind of interesting. Cleveland is the only city with an NFL team that has not gone to the Super Bowl and not hosted. The NFL spent 2 years preparing the grass for the field at the Super Bowl, yet everybody was slipping all over it. And we just said, the offensive tackle said it was like playing on a water park. The grass was grown at a sod farm in Phoenix. It was installed 2 weeks ago. It cost $800,000, and I guess it just did not settle yet. And that's why they were slipping all over the place. Some interesting statistics. This year, Patrick Mahomes did four things. He won the regular season MVP, won the Super Bowl MVP, led the NFL in passing touchdowns, led the NFL in passing yards. Only three players have done in a whole career what he did this season. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Kurt Warner. Patrick Mahomes is also the first player in NFL history to win multiple championships and multiple league MVPs within his first six seasons. He's the first player to do that. Kansas City rookies Isaiah Pacheco and Sky Moore both scored a touchdown. The Chiefs are the second team to have two different rookies score a touchdown in a Super Bowl. The last one was the 1985 Bears with Refrigerator Perry and Reggie Phillips scoring. If you're wondering what color the Gatorade shower was, I was, because they turned, like, they showed Andy Reid after the Gatorade shower already happened. And so I was like, dang it, I missed the color of the Gatorade. It was purple. So it was purple for the Gatorade. A lot of football fans were caught in the middle and watched the Super Bowl without rooting for either team. If you were literally physically or halfway between Kansas City and Philadelphia, you'd be in Gettysburg, Ohio, a small town of 463 people, just northwest of Dayton, Ohio. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Attention homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your house in this market, you're going to need a professional, somebody who understands how to get the best price for your home. You need a realtor who will protect you and your equity and your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are the agents I would trust. I see what she can do, and I've been impressed. She does more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so you can get the most money. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask your agent if they'll do that. Christina can make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings to generate demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina has a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Call right now at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Coming up here next, we've got some of the top Valentine's Day dates. So tomorrow's Valentine's Day. If you don't have a plan yet, I'll give you some ideas. Coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in a minute, we'll give you some Valentine's Day dates and some Valentine's Day date ideas. And then based on Google Trends, what are the most popular Valentine's Day dates per state? But first, let's go to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe.
Bobby, Republican lawmakers demanding details on the recent flying objects that were shot down over the U.S. and Canada. Among them, Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines says the lack of communication is unacceptable. And Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden needs to go in front of the cameras and explain his administration's actions. One Democratic senator wants federal rules to limit the extra fees charged by some airlines. Ed Markey of Massachusetts reintroduced the Families Fly Together Act. The bill would stop airlines from charging seat selection fees to parents traveling with their children. DraftKings already releasing the odds for Super Bowl 58 set to play in Las Vegas. The Kansas City Chiefs, no surprise, favored to repeat as champions next season. And I know, Bobby, this is a big one for you here. Barney and Friends has been off the air since 2010, but the Purple Dinosaur is set to return as an animated series next year. Mattel is putting out the show in addition to a new line of books, toys, clothing, and accessories.
Yeah, no, I didn't. That was one of the shows I did not let my kids watch growing up. Was Barney? It was just too much. I couldn't do it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, no, that was one of the ones that just, no, that's an annoying song. Can't do it. kind of interesting right there. Yeah, I could very easily see both the Chiefs and the Eagles getting back to the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah?
If I had to bet on which one had the better chance, I would actually say the Eagles. I think the Eagles have the better chance of returning to the Super Bowl than the Chiefs.
I'd agree, because I mean the you figure the AFC is going to be just as strong, if not stronger, yep, than they were. You're not going to have Tom Brady in the NFC. Potentially no Aaron Rodgers. I can see that.
Yeah, that's what I think. And even though the Vikings did really good in proving, the Eagles, they just steamrolled the NFC this year. They had a little hiccup there for a little bit when Jalen got hurt. But then after that, they just came back steamrolled again. And so I think they got the best shot, whereas the AFC, the AFC is still pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a tough one for them. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So I saw this, just when you're talking about dates in general, there was a vote of like, people were able to vote on what are their best first date movie, like first date destinations or types of dates, right? Coming in dead last, like worst first date, is going to the movies. And I can see that, because you can't really get to know the person. You're just sitting there quiet, like, this is a great date. Really? What do you know about me? That you know how to be quiet in a movie. I mean, what? Like, I don't, like, what are you gonna, yeah, I can see that. The second worst date is going to McDonald's. And pretty much any other fast food, like going to fast food for your first date. Yeah, that's probably not the best first date. The next worst was staying at home. Next was going to a parent's house. Okay, that's Gracie's look. You don't think that would be a good first date? So
no, I don't think that would be a safe one.
Yeah. Well, mom's going to cook for us. Yeah, that would be no. When you look at, if you're still trying to figure out what to do for Valentine's Day, Google Trends put down a rundown of uniquely popular date activities in every state. And so some of these are for, so there's obviously romantic dinners out and things like that, right? But going to the movies, still a very popular Valentine's Day date. Going to the movies, miniature golf, bowling, going to arcades. Arcades, do you even have those anymore? Escape rooms, rage rooms, if those are around. Axe throwing is getting to become a more popular date. Going go-karting, hitting up a bookstore, going to a spa, going to an aquarium. These are just some of the more popular date ideas for Valentine's Day. I'll tell you what the most popular Valentine's Day date is in the state of Florida, coming up right after Traffic on the Fives.
We still have slow moving traffic on I-10 westbound. This is going to be near Beulah Road. We did have a small accident there that had the right lane blocked off. So still in the westbound direction, expect some slow moving traffic. Blue Angel, South Blue Angel Parkway, about to meet Dog Track Road. Expect some slow moving traffic in the southbound direction. And then typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. You're going to see your typical afternoon delays, as well as 98 moving eastbound. You'll start seeing those slow moving traffic right around the Pensacola Beach sign. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Looking at Google Trends by state, some uniquely searched activities within the past couple weeks. Meaning, like, what people are planning on doing for Valentine's Day. Movie theater is number one here in Florida. Going to the movies. Just go do something like that. I thought it was interesting. So Alabama's also driving. It was a movie. But Georgia, drive-in movie theater. Boy, I haven't been to a drive-in movie theater probably over a decade. No, I haven't been that. Yeah, no, it has been. I think when I lived in Ohio, lived in the Cleveland area, there was a drive-in movie theater up there. That was the last one I've been to. Been a long time. I miss drive-in theaters. I've always thought they were enjoyable. They need to bring those suckers back. Some of the other, we had movie theater. I saw a couple other states. One of them was going and getting frozen yogurt. That was in Montana. Going to cooking classes and then going to a comedy show was Tops in Wisconsin. Thought that was kind of interesting. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Now I know you and I are overworked and we just push. But this is probably not a good thing. Nearly one in five U.S. adults need sleep medication to get a good night's rest, according to the CDC. 18% of people use medication for sleep. 10% of people said they use a type of sleep medication on some days. 6.3% said every day. And so, and it looks like it's all genders, incomes, ethnicities, things like that. However, they did see as family income increases, sleep medication decreased. So I guess more stress because for finances and things, must create things. But oh boy, yeah, that's a rough one. Nearly 20% of Americans having to use some sort of sleep medication to get to sleep. It's probably not healthy for us. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.